I think we just got a timetable. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president has said it many times, and he said it again today, that to withdraw from Iraq before finishing the mission would destroy U.S. credibility, which I'd have to guess is at an all-time high now, with Arab regimes across the Middle East begging us to come in and help them build democracy, too. Well, maybe not. But at least when we tell the president of Iran to stop enriching uranium, he smiles at us, which shows he finds us entertaining. But never mind that, because there is good news from Iraq. Even though the president has stood firmly against setting a timetable, look what we got yesterday from General George Casey.
I don't have a date, but I can see over the next 12 to 18 months, I can see the Iraqi security forces progressing to a point where they can take on the security responsibilities for the country with very little coalition support.
12 to 18 months in the Iraqi army will need very little coalition support, which means the troops can come home and those shiny new bases can be turned over to a secure and self-sufficient Iraq. Up until now, the president's been saying we'll be there as long as he's president, which is almost 29 months. General Casey is saying 18, which means military families might get to see their loved ones before Armageddon. Unless General Casey finds himself suddenly called home to receive the Medal of Freedom. Now this.